Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from Daniel. The Lord spoke to Daniel in a vision and said, "At that time, Michael, the great prince, protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish, such as never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, and everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness like stars forever and ever." The word of the Lord.
Whisper, Lamb, I'm the Lamb shall. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting in the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I want you to imagine something with me. Imagine that you are 20 years old, that you're living in Paris. It's a Friday night, and you plan on going to a rock concert with your friends. You go out to eat, you're having fun, you get to the rock concert, and you know the scene. We've all been there. It's really loud, right? The kind of concert that leaves your ears ringing afterwards. And there's all these lights all over the place, and you're dancing and you're singing and you're hanging out with your friends, and life is good. And then these three men burst in. They're screaming something, but you can't really hear the words because of the loud music and all the lights. And you wonder, sort of, is this part of the show? And then you hear something horrible. The sound of automatic weapons being fired right at you and at your friends. And in an instant, in a second, your life just changes. And you go from fun to terror. And you realize that they have guns and that they're firing the guns at you. And people start screaming. And you try to hide. And some people are running out the exits, and some people are falling on the ground. And you don't know if they're dead or not. And for 2.5 hours, they hold you in the concert hall as a hostage, and you don't know if you're going to survive. I knew a woman who worked in the Twin Towers. When 9/11 happened, she survived because she happened to have a doctor's appointment that morning, and it made her late for work. She survived because of as random a thing as a doctor's appointment, a checkup. Her entire office died, but she lived because of a doctor's appointment. Our lives are so very fragile, and in just a moment, they can be gone. Yesterday, Pope Francis said that this is World War III. And it is a very different kind of war. In today's gospel, Jesus is sitting on the Mount of Olives, which is a hill just outside of Jerusalem. And he's looking out over the city, and his disciples ask him about the end, which is something we all wonder when this kind of violence erupts. We wonder, is this it? Is this the end of the world? What is happening to us? The disciples ask Jesus, tell us what is happening to us. Tell us when. Now, you all are what I call thinking Christians. One of the things I am most proud about in our tradition is that we believe in God and in Jesus, but we also embrace our minds and science and change and technology. And so for us, when we think of the creation of the world, we believe in the book of Genesis that God made the heavens and the earth. But we also understand that there is a theory of evolution. And in my mind, there was never any conflict between the two. It just depended on what you thought a day was in the mind of God, right? As long as a day in the mind of God is something more like a millennia, well, then the whole story works beautifully. Well, I want you to conceive of the end of days in a similar way. Jesus says that there will be wars, that nation will fight against nation. And this, he says, is just the beginning of the birth pangs. The beginning of the birth pangs. But what is the beginning in the mind of God? Well, Jesus tells us very specifically, it is not our job to try to calculate the end. And I believe one of the reasons he said that is because our human minds cannot conceive of the mind of God. God does not live by our specific calendars. Maybe this is the beginning of the end. But for God, the beginning could last thousands of years, even millions of years. For God's time frame is very different from ours. But Jesus does also say something that speaks directly to you and to me today. He says, beware of being led astray. For many will come in my name. They will claim to be me, and they will lead people astray. When those men ran into the concert hall, do you know what they were yelling? They were yelling, Allahu Akbar, which means God be praised. They were actually claiming that God wanted them to do this violence against innocent people. And I don't know what upsets me more, the violence or this notion that it could be God's will to do something like that. That there are people in this world who are actually recruiting young people and teaching them that God would have them kill innocent people. And in Europe, during a time when Christianity is suffering and people are leaving the churches and they are not believing in anything. And do you know why? Well, because this kind of radical extremism makes them think that religion is crazy. And so it is particularly at a time like this when you and I, as believers, must call upon each other, and not only us, but I call upon the Muslim community to stand up and say, this is not the will of God. We do not believe in a God of hatred. We do not believe in a God that would ask you to murder innocent people. That is not God. The God that I believe in died on a cross for us, loves us, gave his life for us. This is a God who loves truth and peace and justice. And if anyone ever asks you to perform a random act of violence against innocent people in the name of God, I pray that you will have the strength to stand up and say that that is not God. We have to be careful not to be led astray. And for us here in America, it's not just moments of violence, but it is every single decision that you make in which you have to decide who is the ruler of your heart. Because many things in our culture claim to be God. Not just radical extremism. Success in America, success claims to be God. You will be urged to believe that the most important thing in your life is for you to make it and to be successful and to tell people what you've accomplished and where you've gone to school and what you've done. Money can become a God for us. It can become the first priority in our lives. We can make our security more important than anything else. And subtly and quietly, money can become God. And you know what's even more complicated? You can make yourself God. If the very first priority in your life is to make yourself happy so that you can feel good, then you have just put yourself in the place of God. Do not be led astray, Jesus said. Many things will come and say, I am He, I am God, I am the first priority in your life. Do not be led astray. We follow a God who sacrificed his son for us. And in order to follow him, we must sacrifice our own selves. And it is hard. But remember, it is Christ who is the ruler of your heart. It is Christ who is love, not hate. Who pursues justice, not revenge. Who seeks to serve others. and not just to serve ourselves. Yesterday, I wrote an email to my good friend Lucinda. Lucinda Laird is the dean of the American Cathedral in Paris. And I said, "How can I help you, Lucinda? What can we do for you? Are you all right?" I didn't even expect to hear back from her. I imagine she's living in chaos right now. But she wrote right back and she said, "Kate, please ask your people to pray for us. Ask them to pray for all of the people of France. Ask them to pray for our safety. But also ask them to pray that we will be able to discern the difference between justice and revenge. Pray for us." Remember who Christ is for you. Remember with every decision that you make to let it be Christ who rules your heart and your life. No matter what happens in the world, no matter if tomorrow everything falls apart, remember who you are. Remember who God is. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we live in a frightening world. You promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Hear us now as we pray to you. For the peace of the whole world, the nations and peoples that may become understanding and respect one another, we pray especially for an end to the violence in the Middle East and for the people of Paris and on the streets of our own cities. Lord, in your mercy, for the poor, the sick, the lonely, and those who are grieving, that they may find comfort and solace in your presence, I invite you to speak aloud the names of those in need. Lord, in your mercy, for this community that we may boldly serve you without fear. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
with the city of Jacksonville, and that your Holy Spirit may inspire us to revitalize the urban core. Lord, in your mercy. With the earth, that we may use its fruits to your glory and for the good of all creation. Lord, in your mercy. For all who have died, that they may see you face to face, I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. We pray especially for the 129 people who were killed in Paris. Lord, in your mercy. For the courage to face our own limitations, faults, and failings, and for the gift of your grace, Lord, in your mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign now and forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you are new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to keep it up until they find you, okay? So don't be shy. Just keep it up until your present comes, and we'll make sure you get something. Welcome. I want to say a special thank you. I don't know if you know, but we have lay readers, but we also have lay weeders. Lay weeders come a few times a year, and they pull the weeds. And they came on Saturday, and they not only pulled weeds, but they laid mulch all over the campus of the cathedral. If you are a lay weeder, could you stand up? Are there any lay weeders here? Oh, no? Ah, there's one. Maybe they're all too tired to come. We have another wonderful musical offering this evening at 5 o'clock in Tolliver Hall. See your bulletin for details. Next Sunday, we begin a lot of our special holiday services with our very famous now St. Andrew's Day Evensong. Bagpipes, brass, our incredible choir. David will be preaching. Come early. It's getting pretty packed, and it's a beautiful, beautiful service. See your bulletin for more details about special services. Remember, if you do not have family or just there is no family in town for you, come on Thanksgiving Day to worship with us, but also to have Thanksgiving meal. The church will cook the turkey and people bring side dishes. It's just a beautiful time to be together, so I hope you will consider that. If you do want to come, do call the church office and let us know so we have enough food. We are almost tearing down our wall of fear. This week, another 18 families pledged, so we were able to take down 9 more bricks. The wall of fear is turning into a beautiful collage of pictures of you, and it's by the Great West doors in the back there. So I hope you'll keep an eye out for it. We're very grateful to you. We're ahead of last year, but we still have a few bricks on the bottom of the wall. So we're going to be calling and emailing, and if you haven't yet pledged, don't forget to do that. And last but not least, you all remember we're on a bell fast, right? Because our bells were taken to Cincinnati to be repaired. Well, they actually come back on Wednesday, and there'll be a huge crane, and they'll be lifted up into the tower, but there's a lot more work that still has to happen with them in place. So we will not hear them, but we will see them. So don't be deceived. The bells are back, but you can't hear them yet. We are hoping that on Christmas Eve, we will play Silent Night, and that will be the first time that you'll be able to hear our new bells restored and back in place. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For through the single sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have sanctified your faithful and given us confidence to approach your table as your own children. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint John, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. by him and with him and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. My brothers and sisters, life is short, and there is too little time to gladden the hearts of those around us. So be swift to love, and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Hallelujah. Let us go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.